Hello and thank you for listening to Shofar Armana's Sermon of the Week. We hope you enjoy this message and that it will inspire you in your walk with God.
I want to continue this morning on this great exchange. This invitation Jesus makes in Matthew 11, verse 28 to 30. Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Last week we started to share on this great invitation, and we saw that in the middle of this great invitation where Jesus makes, there is an exchange that takes place that we sometimes miss when we come from the world with our burdens. And that what wears us out, our fears and our pursuits and our desires and the things that this world will say is peace, this world will say to us is fulfillment and safety and security and joy and acceptance. And all these things, the more we pursue it, the more these burdens become heavy upon us as we try to find in it our peace and our acceptance. And we struggle, and there are so many fears and uncertainties in this life. There's so many stresses and dangers out here. And Jesus makes this invitation that we should come to Him. And we must bring our burdens. We must bring our fears and our concerns to Him. He invites us to bring all these things to Him. And then He makes this invitation, and he promises that He will give us rest. And He says that we must take up His yoke. We must make an exchange. We must swap. And this is where we sometimes miss it. We must make a swap. We must make an exchange from that what we carry to that what He carries, His yoke. Our burdens for His burden. And it's an exchange that takes place. And it's in that exchange that we find our rest. And I want to continue on this great exchange. There are a number of things that we exchange from this world. And so many times we miss the exchange. We come to God with our bags full of stuff. We present it to Him and we empty it out. But we go back to the world with the same bag. We go back to the same fountain and we pursue the same things. And all that happens here is we get filled up again and we have to go back to Jesus and say, "Lord, please take these things from me," and we unburden ourselves in His presence, and then we go back to the same fountain and we fill ourselves with the same stuff, and we continually go up and down before the Lord. And Jesus says, "Come, make an exchange. Make an exchange. Drink from a different fountain. Drink from a different fountain, and you will find rest for your souls." I want to talk about this exchange. What are some of the things that we have to exchange? And the first exchange that we need to make, the first burden that we carry, the first thing that wears us down in this life is our sin. It's our guilt. We have all sinned. We've all made mistakes. And it's a heavy load to carry. It's a heavy load to carry the mistakes that you've made, the sins that you've committed. We can reflect back on our life of the things that we've done and not done, that we carry with us. And Jesus makes an invitation that we must come and we must make an exchange, our sin for His righteousness. It's a heavy load. Jesus, "Come to me and I will give you rest." Make an exchange, our sin for His righteousness. In 2 Corinthians 5 verse 21, Jesus said, "For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Him." I mean, how powerful is that? Jesus makes an invitation that we must come to Him and make an exchange, our sin for His righteousness. That's a powerful exchange to be made. That's a powerful invitation that Jesus makes to all of us. What is this righteousness that Jesus is speaking about? In a broad sense, this word righteousness means a condition that is acceptable to God. One of our greatest burdens that we carry is not just the sins and the regrets and the mistakes that we've made. It is the consequence of those sins and those mistakes. It is the consequence of guilt before God. And we are no longer in right standing with Him, because if we're honest with ourselves, if we stand before a holy God that gives to us what we are due, we fail terribly before Him. And the only thing that we deserve is His judgment. And that's a heavy load to carry, not just the judgment of this world, not just the judgment of those that we've wronged, but the judgment of God. And that's a heavy load to carry. And Jesus says, come to me and make an exchange. Your sin for my righteousness. For He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Him. The Bible gives God's standard for human righteousness. The Bible is the standard of human righteousness. It's full of it. Perfection in every deed. Perfection in every behavior. Perfection in every intent. Perfection in every word. God says, be perfect, for I am perfect. It's God's standard of righteousness. It's a heavy burden to carry. To be perfect in everything. It's a heavy burden to carry. Jesus makes an invitation, says, come to me. Bring your imperfection and your sin and exchange it for my righteousness, and you will find rest for your soul. God's law describes not only His character, it's not just who He is, it also constitutes for us a plumb line by which we measure our righteousness. This is the standard by which we ought to live before this holy God. The bad news is, to be true and perfect in righteousness, it is not possible for us to do so. We fail miserably. Even in our best effort, we fail. We cannot keep God's standard. And the Word of God says, missing the mark, missing the standard of God's righteousness, His holiness, is called sin. So God has a standard, but we fail that standard, and that's a heavy burden to carry. It's a heavy load. Jesus says, come to me. Make an exchange. Your sin for my righteousness. You see, we have all sinned, and with sin comes guilt. Guilt is a fact and a feeling. It is a fact because it's something that I have done. It is a standard that I could not meet. It is the hurt that I've caused someone else. It is the things that I've done and the things that I have not done. It is the things that misses not just God's mark, but has hurt and caused so much pain and disappointment in others, in myself. And many times we walk around not just with the fact that we have wronged and the fact that we are guilty, but also the feeling of guilt that comes with this. That feeling that eats you from the inside, that reminds you constantly that you have failed and that you have hurt and that there is nothing that you can do about it. And that's a heavy burden to carry. It's a heavy load. And then there's the consequence of those things. There's the consequence of sin. The consequence is not just that I am guilty. The consequence is not just the feeling of guilt that I have. There is a consequence to sin, and that is death. That is punishment. That is separation from a holy God and the punishment, the wrath of God. That's a heavy burden to carry. You know what's even worse is we try our very best to take away the fact that we have sinned, that we have wronged, that we have disappointed, that we have made mistakes, and we cannot do that. We try our very best to never do it again, and from time to time we find ourselves doing it over again. And we're trapped in this sinful nature and the sinful ways. And Jesus makes this invitation. He says, come to me. Come to me. And you will find rest for your souls. So guilt is not just a fact and a feeling, it also has consequence. The fact is something that I cannot change. The feeling is far more than regret. So interesting about guilt. I might feel guilty of what I've done. The thing about this feeling of guilt is as soon as other people know of my guilt, it increases. Have you noticed? It's bad enough if nobody knows about the sin that I've committed. Nobody knows about the mistakes that I've made. It's even worse when others start to find that out and this feeling of guilt just increases within me. It's more than regret. It increases when others know it. It is shame. It's fear of rejection. What will people do? What will God do? And then ultimately there's fear of judgment, punishment. That's what guilt does to us. These things can bear heavy on us, for we have all sinned. And we've all made mistakes. And as hard as we try, we cannot undo that fact. So we carry it with us. And then Jesus makes this invitation. He says, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Make an exchange. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You see, Jesus makes an invitation. He says, I want you to make an exchange. Your sin for my righteousness. Your sin for my righteousness. Your guilty condition before God for my favorable position before God. Come make an exchange. How is this exchange possible? It's called imputation. It's a theological term that describes what God has done for us. It is an exchange. Imputation is an exchange. It is taking of what is someone else's and making it your own. It's not yours. It's something that has been given to you from someone else. To impute means to reckon to someone something of another person. That's why 2 Corinthians 5, Jesus says, or the Word of God says, for He made Him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Him. You see, our sin was imputed to Christ. He knew no sin. You see, imputation starts with our brokenness, with our sinfulness, and our guilt. And our sinfulness, our brokenness, our guilt was imparted, was imputed into Christ. That what was ours was given to Him. So He who knew no sin becomes sin for us. And we passed on our sin to Him. So that the great exchange can take place. Our sin was given to Christ, and His righteousness, His right standing before God, His favor before God, it was given to us. It's a great exchange. Who would resist something like that? Did we deserve it? No, we didn't. It was by grace. We didn't deserve it. My sin was given to Christ, and His righteousness was given to me. It's the great exchange. The result was that our guilt and the penalty that we deserved was also imputed to Christ. And He faced the penalty that I deserved, that you deserve. Naked, tortured, hanging on a highway. Not bleeding to death, suffering to death. It's not just my sin. It was the penalty of my sin. Jesus says, come to me. Make a great exchange. Bring me your sin. And I'll exchange it for my righteousness. Bring me your wrong standing, your guilty standing before God. The judgment that you deserve, bring it to me. And I'll exchange it for my standing before God. Accepted, favored, loved. Make an exchange. I mean, what a great exchange. So his acceptance and his right standing before God was imputed to us. So what I imputed to him, what was mine, was changed for what is his. But this exchange came at a cost. It came at a cost. Don't ever forget that cost. Christ paid our sins debt to God. He paid it at a price. You know, under the Old Testament, we never knew whether we'll ever be free from the consequence of sin. Under the Old Covenant, we constantly had to make sacrifices for our sins, and we never knew whether we can ever escape it. And we never really understood the horror of sin either, until Jesus came. When Jesus came, we understood the horror of sin. We understood what it would take to set us free, because God humbled himself, became a man, and became sin for us, and faced the wrath of God. So we never understood the horror of God until we saw Christ on the cross, the Son of God, the morning star, the beloved one. And then we saw the death and sin can be defeated, because on the third day he rose again. He had no sin in himself, but our sin was imparted to him. So as he suffers on the cross, he is suffering not just the penalty of our sin, but the penalty that we deserve. There was a heavy price paid that's not to be forgotten or taken lightly. It was a great exchange, motivated by love. But don't forget it, the cost for it. Sometimes in the modern church, I fear we make this great sacrifice, this cost of this great exchange, so light. We take it for granted. And we play with it. Don't forget it. You see, under the Old Covenant, there was a constant reminder of sin and its consequences. There was a constant reminder. Year after year, whenever you sinned, you had to take an animal, whether it's a lamb, a goat, a bull, and you had to go to the priest. You had to lay your hands on it. You had to lay your hands on it, confess your sin. And as you did it, there was an imputation taking place. Your guilt for that sin is now on this animal. And in front of your presence, in front of the presence of the assembly, the priest would take this lamb, would take this bull, will take this goat, and he will kill it in front of you. Cut its throat. This is the consequence of what you've done. It was a constant reminder of the cost. You know what? It costs you to bring a bull. Who of you farm with these things? Bulls? Anybody? Bulls? Investment? Bulls? Anybody? There's one hand. There's one hand. There's another hand. How much is a bull these days? 10,000? 10,000. It costs you, man. There's a cost involved. There's a cost involved. And there's consequence. And it was an annual reminder over and over again. Every time you sinned, you had to pay for it. Bulls were not for free those days. And they cost something. It was a constant reminder of the cost and the consequences. Every time you sin, a sacrifice had to be made. Blood had to be spilt. It was a reminder of both. You know, under the new covenant, there's also a reminder. It's called communion. Every time we partake of communion, we are celebrating this great exchange. We are celebrating this grace of God, that this invitation, this acceptance, this life that we have in Him, the fact that I can take my sin and give it to Him, and that He took my penalty. And I was set free. I was given His righteousness. He's standing before God. But Jesus says, do this in remembrance of me. This is my body. It was broken, sacrificed for you. Don't forget. This is my blood. It was spilled for you. Don't forget it. Celebrate it. Celebrate the fact that I've come to set you free. You are free. You are free. You have my righteousness, my standing before God. When you come into my Father's presence, He doesn't see your sin. He sees my righteousness. But don't forget the cost. Under the old covenant, we had to sacrifice, but now the sacrifice has been made, so now we only have a reminder of those things. Under the old covenant, your sin was imputed to a lamb, a goat, or a bull. And if this was taken lightly or done in an improper way, you would bring judgment on yourself. Under the new covenant, your sin is imputed not to a bull or a goat or a lamb. It's imputed unto the Son of God. And when you partake of communion in an unworthy or lightly way, you bring judgment on yourself. If there was judgment over a bull, if you take that lightly, if you misuse that, if you see that as a light thing, it was imputed unto the Son of God. It was a great exchange. It's an awesome thing. But it came at a cost. You know, we have boldness in that. We have boldness in that every time we partake of communion, we celebrate what He has done for us. Don't forget that. It's the great exchange. We receive His standing before God. We have the righteousness of Christ imputed to us. So we can be seen as sinless as Jesus is sinless. You must understand this. God came from the earth, the incarnation, came to us, born of a virgin without any sin and sinful nature within Him, and lived a sinless life. He was perfect. He's standing before God for eternity was, this is my Son in whom I am well pleased. Christ standing before God is, this is my Son. I love Him. There is nothing wrong in Him. He is perfect. He came to this earth and He lived a perfect life. There was nothing found in Him that was wrong. He was perfect. And Jesus says, come, bring me your sin. I will make an exchange. My standing before God for yours. And now that this exchange has taken place, we stand before God as Christ, which is sinless. The burdens that you carry, this yoke that you carry, this guilt that you carry, it was taken away through a simple act of faith. This is how this imputation works. The way you get this exchange is through faith. Faith in the sacrifice. Faith in the Word of God in the sacrifice. Faith in Jesus Christ as the perfect Lamb. Through faith that this exchange is made. And once the exchange is made, when you stand before God, you no longer have to feel guilty for your sins because it's taken away. It's not covered. It's taken away. You stand before God. This is the great salvation. This is the good news. When you stand before God, God sees Christ's righteousness in you and me. That's salvation. What is this burden that you're carrying? It no longer exists. Because you're not standing before God a sinner, you're standing before God sinless. It's a great exchange. It's the good news of the gospel. Having the righteousness of Christ, God sees us as sinless, as Jesus is sinless. It is therefore not our perfection, but His perfection that stands before God. That's why nobody can go to God through except through Christ. Have you ever wondered that? All this nonsense about all roads leads to God. No, it doesn't. Sorry. Your faith in Muhammad is not going to help you because he was not perfect. He himself confessed it over and over. Your faith in Buddha is not going to help you either. He also said he's not perfect. The only one that claimed to be perfect was Jesus. You can go to God in Muhammad's place, you will not make it. You can go to God in Buddha's place, you will not make it. Or you can go to God in Jesus' place. Makes all the difference. But it is not our perfection, it is His perfection. It is not our work, it is His work that we stand before God. Therefore, no man will boast in His presence, because it's nothing that we have done or deserved. It was by His grace and our simple act of faith to receive it. We'll spend some more time about that some other time. But when God looks at a Christian, He sees the holiness, the perfection, and the righteousness of Christ. Isn't that an amazing truth? If you are in Christ, you are in Christ. That's why the Bible speaks about being in Christ. When you are in Christ, when you are in Christ, I hope you will see this, but when you're in Christ, that is how God sees you. Holy, perfect, blameless. You're more than forgiven in Christ. You are perfect. You are holy. It's the great exchange. The scripture is full of it. I don't have enough time to go to all those, but I want to say this. On the cross, Jesus exchanged our sin for His perfect righteousness. He exchanged our sin for His perfect righteousness so that we can stand before God and He will not see our sin, but He will see the holy righteousness of Jesus Christ. Jesus says, come to Me. All you are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It's the great exchange. I want us to look at a little clip that speaks about this in a different way. And then I want us to pray.
Sometimes I look at my life, at my mistakes, at my faults, and I see regret. My life full of choices has led me far from where I wanted to be. My life full of chances is left with defeat. Sometimes it just seems so dark in here. I see what used to be a clean white piece of paper, stained with my sins and failures. I see the joy of living, oppressed by my past directions, decisions, and defeats. I see this life that was designed to be clean and white, destroyed by the permanent marks I've made on my life. But yet when I read the Bible, I remember that even though I have sinned, even though I have made permanent marks on my life, there is hope. There is the cross. There is the eternal life that is promised to me by the death of my Savior. I remember that Jesus bled for my sins, for my marks, and continually wipes them away. I remember that even with my past, I can have a new start. With Him, His glory, His strength wipes away my faults and weaknesses. His ultimate sacrifice has led to my ultimate salvation. On that cross, Jesus took my place. My scarred, marked paper. My sinful, messed up life. And gave me a new one.
How do you want to stand before God? Simple. Make the exchange. Father, we thank you that we can come to you and that you speak to us, Father, and you give us this opportunity. We don't deserve this. And yet you love us so much that you gave your Son, and Jesus, you were willing to humble yourself to become one of us. But more than that, you were willing to become sin. You were willing to take all our sin upon yourself so that an exchange can take place, so that we can stand before the Father without fear but in righteousness, in all acceptance, that we can stand before God as if we have never sinned, because that's the way you love us. That's what you've done through your Son. God, I pray, Father, that if there is still people in this room that has not made this exchange, Father, I pray that today they will make that exchange. Because you desire to see no man lost, but all men saved. Lord, that's why you send your Son. Lord, if there are people still carrying heavy burdens, Lord, even your children, you see your children carry heavy loads that you have already set them free of. You've already paid the price. You've already washed them clean. And yet, we carry these things so often. You are pleading with us this morning, enough. Stop punishing yourself. I did it to my Son already. I've poured out all my wrath, all my anger on him. And I punished him. Why are you still punishing yourself? I've already set you free so that you can run without this load, without this guilt. Why are you still punishing yourself? Come to me. Bring your shame. Bring your guilt. Make an exchange. Make an exchange. Take it off. Just have faith. It's all it's going to take. It's all that's going to take. You must just believe what God says. You must just believe what I say. God speaks. I believe he's saying is just. You just need to believe what I say about your sin. And you will be free. Father, I pray that this morning, Lord, there's some of us that are your children that do not understand or do not believe what you have done, and you want to set us free. So this morning, as you are seated, I just want you to take a moment and just speak to God. Just search your heart. Let God show you if there's still things that you are carrying, if there's still sin and guilt that you are carrying with you. Make an exchange. If you're still struggling with sin, make an exchange. Make an exchange. Say, God, take it away from me. This morning I want to give you an opportunity, just where you're seated, just for a few moments. Just respond to God. Just speak to him. Thank him for what he has already done for you. Have faith in what he has already done for you and walk away free. And if you've never surrendered your life, this is an opportunity where you are seated, even right now, just to say, Lord, I want to surrender my life to you. I want that exchange. If that is you, if you've never done that before, I just want you to raise your hand. Just nobody's looking. Just before God. Say, God, I want to make an exchange this morning. Just raise your hand, let me see. Father, I thank you for hearts that are changing this morning. Just where you are, just spend some time with him. Just let it go. Bring those mistakes. Bring those sins. Jesus is saying, come to me. I will wash you clean. I will take it away from you. As far as the east is from the west. I will remember it no more. Just bring it to me. And believe me. Have faith in me. Trust me. Then when I said on that cross, it is finished, I meant it. It is finished and the veil was torn. And there's nothing that separates you anymore. And when you stand before your Father, when you stand before your Father, you are perfect. Stop believing the lie that you're not. You are perfect. If you have accepted me, that is who God sees you to be. You are perfect. You are loved. You are His son. You are His daughter. And there's nothing that can separate you from His love anymore. Because you are in me. You are in me. Father, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you will come and take away these burdens of men and women that's been carrying it for years. I pray that you would take it away. And I can boldly say, as God has said, that you are forgiven. No, you are set free. You are redeemed. You have become the righteousness of God. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Father, I thank you for that. And Lord, can we just, how else can we respond to this? What can we do but worship you? And say, God, you are amazing. You are awesome. God, you've given us life when we did not deserve it. You've given us freedom. You've given us acceptance. You've given us a new page of not starting over, but being pure, being white. That we can stand before you, Lord. How else can we respond but to give our lives as living sacrifices to you in worship? How else can we but follow you in your heart and your desire and your will and your kingdom? How else can we but just surrender everything and pursue you with everything because you have given us everything? Thank you, Father, that you have given us your Spirit that not only makes us new but empowers us to be and to do as you will. God, help us to follow you with everything. Let us lay aside all the sin in this world and everything in it that so easily entangles us again. But let us run to you, run this race set before us. Until we finish it, until we see you. I pray that we will leave this place with joy in our hearts because of this great exchange. And that we'll never forget but always worship you for it. And we may live in it to its fullness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this message. We hope you enjoyed this moment with us. For more information, visit shofaronline.org.